And now this is a dictation for Rose, R-O-S-E, Crimando, C-R-I-M-A-N-D-O, April 24, 50. Address as a letter to Dr. Freestone, F-R-E-E-S-T-O-N-E, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Freestone, a follow-up for Mrs. Crimando, who has progressive advanced renal failure associated to cyclosporin for liver transplant, last visit in December, comes accompanied with niece, has followed with University of Michigan for the liver transplant. She became surprised when she was told that she has kidney disease. I mentioned to her that since we've been following all the way back to 3 years ago, we've been discussing and explaining about the progressive nature of her kidney disease. Her appetite is decreased. There is frequent. She eats only two small meals a day. There is constipation without any bleeding. Denies vomiting. Denies decreasing urination. Recent edema requiring diuretics with good response. Is using a walker, has a chronic back pain, denies chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, denies orthopnea PND, denies pruritus or bruises. Other review system is negative, medication list review. I want to highlight the cyclosporin for the liver transplant, otherwise on amlodipine, furosemide for blood pressure. For constipation, recently added Miralax, remains on cholesterol treatment. Next paragraph, present weight 172, blood pressure 132.56. Today, lungs are completely clear. No gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap. She has a liver transplant. The right side of the surgical wound has a large hernia, at least 15 centimeters. Without inflammatory changes, minimal tenderness, no gross ascites. Today, I don't see any evidence of edema. She's alert for intestine 3, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistry is from December, creatinine 2.85, which has progressed over the last 3 years, representing a GFR of 17, stage 4, with a normal sodium, potassium, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, calcium. Phosphorus elevated at 4.9, PTH elevated at 244, chronically low platelets, mild, and anemia 10.9. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4, progressive over time. Next number, long-term exposure to cyclosporin for liver transplant. Next number, liver transplant, clinically stable. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism, monitor for treatment vitamin D125, present calcium normal. Next number, mineral bone abnormalities. Our goal phosphorus 4.8 or below, she's at 4.9. Discuss about diet, no binders yet. Next number, normal nutrition. Next number, normal potassium acid base. Next number, chronic thrombocytopenia. Next number, anemia, EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. Next number, bilateral small kidneys, 9.1 right, 9.2 left, without obstruction, no urinary retention. We did arterial Doppler, technically was limited, but no gross renal artery stenosis. Next paragraph, comments. We discuss one more time, now in the presence of the niece, the meaning of advanced renal failure, the progressive nature of this, might be having early symptoms of the nausea, We discussed options including in-center dialysis, home dialysis, including peritoneal and home hemodialysis, the need for an AV fistula. We start treatment based on GFR less than 15 and severe symptoms. The recent exposure to diuretics that might have caused further worsening of the creatinine, as her lungs are completely clear and there is no edema, I'm decreasing the diuretics to only 3 days a week. We discuss that she needs to do the educational class. Surgeon will need to do an AV fistula, probably Dr. Constantino in Midland. She needs to have the ventral hernia repair. Already discussed patient with transplant surgeon, and they are planning to repair that. Liver transplant is not an absolute contraindication for peritoneal dialysis. The hernia, however, is a relative one, needs to be repaired as it's quite large, and with the PD fluid might be even worse. We will monitor for EPO treatment. We will advise for phosphorus binders and vitamin D125 based on results. Blood tests to be done for now every 2 weeks. They are going to keep me posted about her nausea. Plan to see her back on the next 4 to 6 weeks. All questions answered. This was a prolonged visit. End of dictation.